100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. At one a day, well, when I remember to cue them up. Anyway, one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And we've got stories in on the topic of range. Do you want to hear the stories? Well, turn up the volume, settle back, and here are the stories.
Hello, this is Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called The Weekly Shop. You've met Paul before, I think. He's just doing his weekly shop at the local hardware store. He likes their range. They sell plastic sheeting by the meter. But he isn't sure about the staff. Since the latest Netflix trend for true crime documentaries, he always gets a comment when he buys cable ties. Today's no exception, as he lifts his massive bottles of acid back into the trolley. "Did you find all you wanted today, Mr. Dahmer?" She giggles as she says it. He thinks of that laughter as he waits in the car park for her shift to end. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 880 with a prompt of range. Here's my story. Bilbert thought about what the old man had said. If he was the stronger of the pair, and he amplified Sabrina, if he could touch her, maybe she would be able to bring in a tornado or something. As he concentrated on moving toward her, Bilbert realized he was floating just above the floor. The Dark Knight's influence over his powers was only when they touched him. They didn't have a range effect. Bilbert shot forward, scooped up Sabrina, and blasted through the cabin door to freedom. Then the old man called after him, "I still have your other friend." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Forgive the stuffy nose. Okay, here goes. I was setting up the new store display, pillows and whatever, plus the robot, of course. The boss loved the robot. That's when a customer asked, "What's the price range?" "How do I know?" "We don't sell peace and quiet, sir." He opened his mouth as if to say something. Then he gave up. Stupid customers. "Anything else, sir?" That's when he snatched the robot and ran. The range on the tracker was huge. I didn't bother chasing him. The boss would find it. I, however, had trouble finding a new job. Peace and quiet. I wish someone sold that. And this is my story for this week. Jump on my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Beyond the range of human senses, there exists an entirely different world, about which we know little and understand less. Very occasionally, our two worlds collide, leading to ghostly experiences, alien encounters, and all manner of strange and unsettling phenomenon. Barely tangible, often unbelievable, and always disturbing. But it works both ways. And, just as we experience strange connections with the other side, we are just as intriguing to those who meet with us. Just imagine waking up one dark night, and there, hovering in a corner of your room, is the utterly terrifying, unexplained, ghostly presence of me.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Date Stamp 2523, Ministry of Defense, Classified for Your Eyes Only. Designed for primary cooking, defrosting, and reheating. The radar range heats food by microwave energy generated at 2450 microcycles. Produced by the QK-390 continuous wave air-cooled megatrons. In model 1161, two megatrons produce a maximum of 1,600 watts. The food in the radar range oven is penetrated by microwaves to a depth of about 2.5 inches. The microwave energy sets up molecular friction deep within the food. No physical change takes place in the food except the normal changes caused by the heat. The stainless steel of the oven resists microwave penetration. They do not get hot. And a continuation of the reason for my absence. For a decade and a half, we got our internet service from Mediacom. The relationship was combative. Being the last power pole in our corner of the county, the company often sent us letters stating we were not on any of their service maps. Thus, no equipment was present at that power pole. To one part of the company, we didn't exist. But to the billing department, we did. Try as we may, we couldn't get a second line added because there was no first line present. So we ran lines to the max of the physical limits of the fiber optics. In the next installment, we will address the wisdom of redundant systems. To be continued.
Good morning, this is Richard. And here's my story. Topic was range, and the story's called Boldly Gone. With the probe at this range, messages take several weeks to reach us. That means, if the aliens are able to get their act together quickly enough after first contact, they could be orbiting Earth before we have a chance to prepare. That's assuming the aliens can travel at near light speed, if they're able to travel at all. For all we know, they could be a bunch of hairy apes throwing bones around and incapable of speech. Better that than a warlike race that's already seen us coming and are gathering their forces in space, just beyond our view. There we go. Finished. Until next time. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play. What do they play? Tag? No. Poker? No. Dogs play poker. You know, the painting. Deer play Russian roulette. They saw the deer hunter, and deer are impressionable, and invite the antelope into their games. They can't get a hold of revolvers, so they use hunting rifles left by careless hunters. Somehow they get them loaded and pointed at their heads and pull the trigger. Nobody wins. The deer, the antelope, or the hunters can't even do anything with the heads. All blown apart. Nothing left to stuff and mount.
And there you have it, all the stories that were sent in on the topic of range. Did you want to hear more? Well, let's say that you're just listening and you wanted more. You could always send your own story in on the topic of range. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Otherwise, you can go to the archives, where at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com you'll see how many years. 15, 16, 17 years of stories? It's crazy, I tell you. Anyway, the next topic, I think, is together. Go to the website and you'll see links to how to be a part of the weekly challenge. Thank you for being a part of this and listening and sending in stories and keeping this going. And as always, keep it brief.